This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. It was a whirlwind of activities in the Vatican for the newly elected Pope Benedict XVI that week, which saw the conclave choose him as pontiff on Tuesday, April 19, 2005. It wasn't until Friday, the 22nd, that the new pope had the opportunity to meet the College of Cardinals for their first working meeting, and to thank them for having elected him as successor of St. Peter, despite his human frailty. We step back in time now to listen to this piece drawn from our archives from that first week of Benedict's papacy. Come join us as we hear Pope Benedict greet the College of Cardinals in their first official meeting in the frescoed and marbled Clementine Hall in the Apostolic Palace.
Venerati fratelli cardinali, vi incontro anche quest'oggi e vorrei farvi parte in maniera...
Immediately setting a familiar tone, Pope Benedict recalled the series of intense emotions he's been through since the death of his predecessor and friend, Pope John Paul II, the conclave, and his election to pontiff. He expressed his heartfelt gratitude to the cardinals for having put their trust in him and confessed he felt a certain human impotence in view of the great task ahead of him. That trust, he said, encourages me to undertake this new mission more serenely because I'm sure I will be able to count on your generous collaboration. And he urged them to continue to offer their support.
È davvero emozionante.
His voice trembling with emotion, Pope Benedict was clearly moved when he spoke of his first encounter with the faithful, the evening of his election, when he appeared to tens of thousands of them for the first time at the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica. He called it a truly emotional moment and thanked all the world's religious, the young and the elderly, for their spiritual solidarity. And if on one hand I am aware of my personal limitations and capabilities, on the other, he said, I know the nature of the mission entrusted to me and which I am about to undertake with dedication. He said he would tackle his new job with simplicity and openness.
Non si tratta qui di onori, bensì di servizio.
He said he would carry out his new responsibilities, imitating the Lord, who came not to be served, but to serve. And he said we will have to help each other to fulfill our duties in service to the Church.
Aiutandoci gli uni gli altri nell'adempimento dei rispettivi compiti a servizio della Chiesa.